Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The session in the Assemblée Nationale went on till nearly midnight last night as members of Parliament attempted to address how to get unvaccinated caregivers back to work. The proposal had come from the left-wing party La France Insoumise. Parliament members from En Marche were accused of dragging out the debates in order to prevent a vote. The session was ultimately abandoned. What is the link between Emmanuel Macron and the American consulting firm McKinsey? The National Financial Prosecutor's Office has opened two judicial inquiries concerning the financing of the presidential campaigns of 2017 and 2022. The examining magistrates are investigating whether Emmanuel Macron opted to award public contracts to McKinsey in exchange for political financing. The president has always denied showing any favouritism to the consulting firm. Emmanuel Macron will be in Côte d'Or today on the occasion of the International Day Against Violence Against Women. The president's day will include a visit to the Gendarmerie Training Centre in Dijon, where he will attend a training exercise on managing intrafamily violence. He will then go to the court to meet women who have been victims of domestic violence. A white march is organised for late this afternoon in tribute to Vanessa, the teenager who was killed last week. It will be leaving from Vanessa's former college at 6:30 p.m. in Tonnant in the Lot-et-Garonne. Vanessa will then be buried in Granada, Spain. The main suspect has already handed himself in to investigators and has confessed to the rape and murder of the teenager. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne is expected in Berlin today for a meeting with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The trip is intended to try to give new impetus to France-Germany relations. Lately, there have been tensions related to the issue of energy against the backdrop of the war in Ukraine. And finally to football, and Brazil's star player Neymar is going to have to take some time out of the World Cup after injuring himself slightly during the match against Serbia last night. Brazil won 2-0, but it is unclear when Neymar will be back. Today, the second round of the group stage gets underway with matches between Netherlands and Ecuador and England and the United States. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.